You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are speaking with Larry Jacobson, motivational speaker, award-winning author, and entrepreneur coach. Larry, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here.
Hey, good to have you as well. So your first book, The Boy Behind the Gate, was about your six-year sailing journey around the world. Quite a feat, I might add. So we understand why you use the term navigating in much of your work, your latest being navigating leadership for entrepreneurs. What does leadership have to do with entrepreneurship?
That's a pretty good question. Everything. Leadership for an entrepreneur, in my opinion, the most critical skill is leadership, because first thing that you have to do is learn to lead yourself. And a lot of people who go into entrepreneurialism or decide to be an entrepreneur are not necessarily used to that. Some are used to having bosses. So for many entrepreneurs, you know, there's nobody else but you to keep you motivated, to keep you going. In other situations, we look to leaders to guide us. And as an entrepreneur, you have to look inside for that same leadership, for the leadership that you need. And it's comprised of a lot of different elements, but I've narrowed them down to 11. I mean, it started with about 200, but then it went down to about 20, and then it finally ended up at 11. But these are the keys that I think are the most important. And even for someone who isn't working solo, but who has a small business or a small company, or is leading a group in a large company, you still have to think like an entrepreneur in order to be a success in business today. And after you learn to lead yourself, then I move people on to learning to lead others. But the first step is learning to lead yourself, and that means a lot of different things, including communicating with yourself and things like that. So leadership is critical to entrepreneurship.
Larry, the next obvious question is, what are the 11 keys that you feel are important to leadership, and how did you come up with these 11? I know you trimmed it down from 200 to 11, but what are those big 11 points?
Do we have about 8 hours? I don't think or do we have 3 hours? No. I can touch on some of them. I can get to all of them. But I came up with these 11 keys because when I'm an entrepreneur coach, and I noticed that all my clients were facing the same issues. I mean, there's a push nowadays from the, you know, many online so-called gurus, and they encourage you to go out on your own and to be an entrepreneur and you know, follow your passion and everything will be just great. You'll make a lot of money and you'll be rich and you'll work for yourself, and that's all great, but then they leave you kind of high and dry, and you're facing these issues that my clients face. And the biggest obstacles, I think, to entrepreneurs are not the questions or the problems like, you know, how do I sell, or I don't understand how to keep my books or do my taxes. I mean, those are left-brain elements. They're easily either learned or outsourced. I mean, I don't know how to do QuickBooks, and so I have somebody else do it. But the biggest obstacles are from the right brain. And they're saying things like, oh, my gosh, what have I done? Right? I've just started a whole new company. So since we don't have time for all of them, I can focus on a few of them that will help your listeners right away, because I want them to leave this interview with some actual real takeaways that will help them. And I start out my audio program, and I'd like to start this out with the term dreaming. You know, entrepreneurs and dreaming are often used in the same sentence. And when we were kids in school, when we looked out the window and we were daydreaming, we were told that that was bad. That's not bad. Dreaming is critical to be an entrepreneur. You have to dream and vision of what it is that you want. And there's no dream that's too big. So I encourage dreaming and dreaming big. The problem with dreaming is that dreams are dreams. They're not actually achievable goals. So what I do is I encourage my clients to follow the action guide that I have in my program, and to break their big dreams down into smaller achievable goals. And those smaller, when you add all those smaller achievable goals up, presto, you have ended up making your dream come true. I mean, my dream was to sail around the world. Well, all of a sudden, you don't just wake up and you're ready to go. I had to break that down into a lot of different smaller goals, everything from raising the money, buying a boat, learning the knowledge I needed. All of these were small little pieces that when put together, I was able to end up living my dream. So that's the first one that I think is really critical, is to get your goals clarified and to write them down. I still have the piece of paper that I wrote down my goals 10 years before leaving to go sailing around the world, and on there it said, have a 50-foot boat and sail around the world. That was 10 years before, and I had no idea how. I just put it down on paper, and that helped a lot make it happen. So, the next one is about risks, and this is a big thing that comes up with a lot of my clients is so many people are afraid of taking risks. But you have to understand, I think as everybody's heard, the rules of the game, right? No risk, no reward. And usually the bigger the risk, the bigger the reward. So I started my successful company, World Class Incentives, just after buying a house and taking on a mortgage and then quitting my job to start that company. So while that may have been the most intelligent thing to do, it certainly was risky. And it was a big risk. And I had to make it work. I was kind of forced to make it work. And when I left to sail around the world after 20 years in that business, I risked everything. I risked my career. I basically committed career suicide. My income stopped. I risked my security, everything that makes you feel comfortable, like having a car in your driveway and the local grocer knowing your name. I left my home, and I think probably the biggest thing I risked was leaving my identity behind, who I was and who I had created myself to be as a business executive, in Silicon Valley. And so I risked it all, and it was worth it. I mean, I spent all my money, but I made it around the world. And so I'm glad I took that risk, and I think it's important for entrepreneurs to understand and get comfortable with a lifestyle that is filled with risk. And I think that's an important thing for your listeners to remember. A lot of people who work for others are not used to making big decisions on their own because they're used to having somebody to run things by. They might make decisions, but there's always somebody else you can say, hey, what do you think of this idea? So the problem is making big decisions on your own. And what I teach is how to make big decisions, and I give specifically by setting priorities. And so what I want to do here is, this is another good takeaway for your listeners, is to tell them how to set the priorities. And I use the same system in business that I used on my boat, and that was to decide whether or not we were ready to go to sea. So if you could just imagine your boat sitting in the marina, and you have list after list after list of things to do, and we categorize them in a very simple way that to this day I still use in my business and in my personal life. So, for example, it's not all that complicated. It's four letters. It's A, B, C, D. I mean, that's about as complicated as it needs to be. So if something was an A on a list, that was something that must be done before going to C. And a B would be something that we should have done before going to C. And a C is something that would be nice. And D was, well, don't count on it. That's probably never going to happen. So, having something like a working engine and your sails in good order, or a spare alternator on board, those are A's. Varnishing the woodwork, well, to be honest with you, that stayed a D for 6 years. Don't count on it. So when you have your priorities in place, the decisions come easily because you have something to base your decision on. And so many entrepreneurs forget to write down what their priorities are. So ask yourself what your priorities are in your entrepreneurial life. Is it to help people? I mean, why are you in business? Why are you doing this? To help people? Is it to make a whole bunch of money? Or is it just to give back to society and you don't care about the money? Your priorities are what keep you focused on your goals, and they help you make those decisions for yourself. So one thing also for listeners to remember is that sometimes we try to, we are thinking about making a decision, and we end up making no decision because we kind of hope it'll go away. And I want to remind listeners that making no decision is indeed a decision. I'll give one more of my keys to successful entrepreneurship, and that is how to deal with fear, because this is probably, number one, it's my favorite subject, and I know it's important to your listeners. But and people think I'm crazy about that, that I kind of like fear. But I faced a lot of it, and, you know, there's a lot of solutions that people recommend about how to deal with fear. You know, you stand up to it or you overcome it or don't listen to it. And I have a whole different take on that. So real briefly, I just want to give you listeners the tool that I use when I'm faced with fear. And that could be giving a presentation, you know, looking for VC money, or standing at the wheel of a small boat facing 30-foot seas. And basically, the idea is to use fear to your advantage. It's simply a two-step process to use fear to your advantage. Fear is nature's way of making you focus on the task at hand. I mean, it sharpens your senses, it makes you more alert. You know, so the two-step process to use that to your advantage is, number one, recognize that you're afraid. Don't try to push it under the rug. You know, you'll recognize it. Your palms sweat, your heartbeat increases, you know, your eyes dart all around, and your muscles puff up, and you're in fight or flight mode. But since there's usually no flights available, you stay and you fight. And so the second step after you recognize the fear is to accept it and embrace it. You know what it's doing for you, not against you. It's making you more focused, sharper, and alert. So you know that feeling when you give a presentation, you try to make the fear go away. Don't. Welcome the fear. Embrace it. When you do that, you remove its power over you. You use that power to your advantage. So I know that was kind of a quick story on that about fear, but this has worked for me in the boardroom and at sea. And so I really hope that I can sort of turn some people around and get them to use that fear to their advantage.
Very great points there on those four, without a question. So it certainly leaves the listener hanging to find out what those other seven are. So they'll definitely find out where they can get those. But I see that you speak a lot about passion, and that is also listed as one of the 11 keys. What do you mean by live with passion?
Well, living with passion, in my opinion, is laughter, crying, joy, enjoying what you're doing. And when I say live with passion, it's do anything that you do with passion. Put passion into it. I mean, if you're a person who puts screws into the side of cars as they come down the assembly line, if you're passionate about doing that right and enjoying and make yourself enjoy that, then you know that you've done your job right. That's living passionately. That's different than finding your passion and living out your passion. But both are what I call living with passion. And there's a way to find out what you're really passionate about, because a lot of people actually come to me and say, gee, I'd really like to be an entrepreneur, and I'd really like to follow along my road to passion, but I don't really know what it is. So I developed a passion quiz that people can take for free, and it kind of helps them focus in on and see patterns on their answers, so they can really see what excites them, what makes you jump out of bed without a cup of coffee in the morning, you know, what keeps you up too late at night, that kind of a thing.
Excellent. Today we're joined by Larry Jacobson, motivational speaker, award-winning author, and entrepreneur coach here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Larry, I understand that you've given us a few of your leadership keys to leading yourself. What about leading others?
Okay, right. So I did a whole long section about leading others, so I'll just give a couple of points here. And first of all, I want to make sure that people understand that leading others is not, you know, just being authoritarian and treating your workers as underlings, especially in a small entrepreneurial firm. I mean, it's not saying this is how we're going to do something without at least some input from others. Leadership is making decisions after you gather all of the information that you think you can get, and that includes from those people who work with you. So an important takeaway here might be that you don't necessarily gain more respect from making a decision on your own. In my opinion, it was the other way around. When you consider the input from others and you listen and you gain instant respect by doing that. You know, in my opinion, you're given two ears and only one mouth for a reason. You're supposed to listen twice as much as you speak. But also, good communication is one of the keys to leading others. And there, some of the points would be that you communicate with respect for others. You communicate with integrity. You communicate with good intention for a good outcome. You communicate well-organized and with clarity. And also encourage others. As an entrepreneur, it's important to remember that it's not important to take the credit for something. If someone was participating in a project and helped with that project and it worked, then give them the credit. You don't need the credit. So those are just some of the points about leading others that I go into much deeper, of course, in the program. But they are critical that you communicate clearly. That's what I want to leave your listeners with.
Also, many entrepreneurs feel that they are the only ones who can do the job. What do you have to say about that?
A lot, actually, but I'll try to keep it down. and in my opinion, it's leadership, really good leadership, is understanding proper delegation. You assign roles based on someone's strengths and their passion, their skills, their temperament, and if they want to do a particular role. And I also believe that it's important that you have to ensure that people are trained. I mean, I hear from countless people who complain they're put down by their boss because they didn't know how to do a job. The training is a responsibility of the leader, of the boss, not of the employee. And so that's I have much more to say about that, but I'm going to leave it right there.
Well, certainly appreciate your joining us. How about telling our listeners where they can be in touch online and also the best place to purchase your book?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so my website is www.larryjacobson.com. And that's J-A-C-O-B-S-O-N. So it's larryjacobson.com. And actually, you'll find there my contact information, my email. There's my book, The Boy Behind the Gate, about sailing around the world, a six-year journey around the world is there, as is this new audio program, Navigating Leadership for Entrepreneurs. Just click on the blue box that says New Program, and it'll take you right to it. And right now I have I'm offering a special, which is when you buy either the MP3 or the CD program, you're going to get an hour with me included for free. And that's going to be me coaching you on any aspect of your entrepreneur business that you want.
Excellent. And in conclusion, what is the one thing you think that is most important for entrepreneurs?
Big question, but I have an answer, at least my answer. And that is, and I see this a lot, I try to make sure that people understand that you as an entrepreneur chose this role. You chose to be an entrepreneur. Therefore, you chose to be a leader. So when you recognize this and you embrace your role as a leader of the whole project, whether it be yourself or you and others, the rest of these things will fall into place because you know that the buck stops there, right with you. And you made that choice. Now live with it and embrace it. That's what I'd like to leave listeners with.
Good stuff, Larry. Thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Well, thank you, Eric. I appreciate the time very much.
You're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Larry Jacobson, motivational speaker, award-winning author, and entrepreneur coach. And once again, the website of reference is larryjacobson.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.